All right, I'd like to go ahead then and call the Design Review Board meeting for Tuesday, January 13th, 2015, to order, and ask for a roll call, please.
Member Branch?
Here.
Member Carroll?
Here.
Member Hyman?
Here.
Member Shaler?
Present.
Member Smith?
Here.
Vice Chair Snyder?
Here.
Chair Wignott?
Here. I would like you to please stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We had a little bit of a change in our agenda, and normally we would be going to our administrative agenda at this point in the meeting, so I would like to continue to do that if it's okay with my colleagues. So can we please go to item I on the administrative agenda, I-1 meeting minutes for December 9th, 2014. And I'd ask for a motion for approval.
I'll move to approve.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any comments?
On item B1, meeting minutes, the motion says, actually, I was absent for that entire meeting, but it doesn't claim that. And the vote was 4-0, and I believe the vote needs to be 3-0 because I wasn't there.
And the just continuing that thought, the absent person was the vice chair, who's Member Schneider.
Oh, there we go. So. Oh, maybe that's all.
any other corrections? All right, I'll go ahead and call the question then. All in favor, say aye.
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 And I will abstain because I was not here.
Okay. Then we'll go on to item I-2, 2015 schedule of meetings. Mary?
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members. Happy New Year. And with that, we are looking at your New Year calendar for meetings. And consistent with the City Council meetings, we are looking at canceling one meeting in July, one meeting in August, and also November and December. So we just like to have you look at the calendar and approve that.
So you're requesting a motion for approval of the
yeah.
of the calendar?
Yeah, we'd like to do, have okay. you approve this.
I'll move to approve.
I'll
the,
second it.
The schedule.
All right. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Then we'll go to item I-3, Planning Director Report. Mary?
Okay, Mr. Chair. First of all, I'd like to introduce Ms. Winnie Kai here. She's our city attorney, deputy city attorney, and she attends Planning Commission meetings. So for continuity, you may be seeing her at your meetings. She may not be with us for very long. she is about to have a baby soon, so
thank you.
Yeah. And also just to announce that our finance director position has been filled, and that's with Miss Jeannie Wilson. And then just one final item, that tomorrow night there will be an Old Town Park design workshop for the Kellogg Park at the community center from 6 to 8 o'clock, and so that's a community workshop. So I just thought if you were interested to attend. That's it.
All right. Thank you very much. And welcome, Ms. Kai.
Thank
for,
you.
For as long as you are with us.
I'll be back, though.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. We'll go then to item B, review of agenda and projected agenda. And again, Mary, please.
Okay. So today we are looking at requests for continuance for G1, which is the 151 South Fairview Avenue, South Fairview Commercial Center, and looking at requesting that to continue to your next meeting in January 27th. And other than that, everything else remains in order.
And is that continuance at the request of the applicant or staff?
Yes, it is. It's the applicant.
Okay, thank you. So...
I will move for that.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So, motion and second. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 And I will recuse myself since that project is in my office.
All right, we'll go then to agenda item C, which is public comment. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Is there anyone that would like to comment under this item? Okay, seeing no one, we'll go to D, our consent calendar, item D1. And could we read the item, please, Madam Secretary?
Item D1 is the AT&T Wireless Telecommunications Site Replacement, located at 8301 Hollister Avenue, case number 14076-DRB.
Chair Wignott, I was the board member that reviewed those plans on the consent calendar. We had, as you remember, given a preliminary approval. They had provided all the necessary details. Everything was still looking the same. It looks like it's worthy of final approval, so I recommend the final approval.
All right, and do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously, and we'll go then to item D2, and we'd have the secretary read the item again, please.
Item D2 is the Hanson Residence, located at 810 North Fairview Avenue, case number 12-127-DRB.
And I reviewed the updated landscape plans, and they were to my satisfaction for what we needed. And what we were looking for was specifically container sizes, quantities of plants, and then irrigation specifications and notes. And all was to standard. So I'm recommending final approval.
All right, thank you. And do we have a second to that motion?
Well, I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We'll call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I will recuse myself, my project.
And we'll go now to item E on the signed calendar, E1. Madam Secretary, again, please.
Item E1 is the Spectrum Overall Sign Plan Amendment, located at 6154 Calabriel, case number 14-104-DRB.
Okay. Do you want to do this one, Aaron?
Sure. Member Smith and I reviewed that on sign subcommittee today, and previously the two signs were on the south and north, I'm sorry, south and west elevations on the corner of the building, and they lowered the sign on the west elevation, lower on the building. So they responded to our comments, and we recommend final approval.
All right, I'm going to recuse myself on this vote because the project's in proximity to my residence. So I guess I will ask for a second to the motion.
I'll second it, if all right. That's okay.
And any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 And one recusal. And then we'll go to item F, final calendar. And Madam Secretary, if you'd read item F1, please.
Item F1 is the Raytheon Building B8 liquid nitrogen tanks, located at 44 Castilian Drive, case number 14-111-DRB.
Okay, we'll hear from our planner, Shine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Design Review Board. We are here for consideration of final approval. At our last meeting, the board granted preliminary approval and adopted findings to go with that preliminary approval. There were a couple of comments that to follow up for final approval, and I'll let the applicant team walk you through the revised plan. Thank you.
Thanks, and welcome, gentlemen. If you could introduce yourself, and you need the light lit on the microphone, please.
Brian Yardley with Anderson Systems.
Brian Beebe with Anderson Systems.
Welcome.
So since the last meeting, there was, I believe there were some requests made about potentially additional shielding, landscaping done on the property, and also some requests made to potentially change maybe some labeling on the tanks. Firstly, we have gotten by a local landscaping company, I've made five copies here of two potential trees to be planted in the marked areas on the plans. You'll see on the drawings or the 8.5 by 11 sheets the brief description of each tree about how tall and how wide they become. And also, we've also spoken with the tank supplier, and they are willing to remove all the labeling and the logos at the top portion of their tanks. The labeling at the bottom, and there's also safety decals that they cannot be removed, and also they also need to have some of their logo on there just for their own purposes as
sure.
well. So.
The minutes from last month's meeting, there were three comments. So you've addressed the first one about the logo and painting of the tanks maybe hasn't been addressed. So you can say the logo itself could be removed. What about the color that the tanks are painted?
I would say that the painting of the tanks is a little bit outside of normal protocol. It would be very cost prohibitive to the client. We're talking probably in upwards of $10,000 to $20,000 per tank. We would like to request that not be a requirement as to it being prohibitive to even doing the project.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, the tank taking the decal off was the blue, and it just leaves white tanks with the exception of the required safety labels, et cetera, on the
correct.
Bottom, right?
That is
okay.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I guess we could come back to that. Then the next item was about the studying the planting trees in parking fingers that have no trees. So is that what you're addressing with
yes.
these with this tree selection?
Those are two possible tree selections for those two planter areas that are shown on the drawings here.
Okay.
Can you point out on the landscape view where those trees are actually going?
Yeah, so is this the one that's on?
Okay. Yeah, we have that on the overhead.
So there's existing trees on the ends here, and then also, I guess if you would say on the, from the plan view, second from the left, these two right here are where we're proposing cork oak or primrose, which are shown on the 8.5 by 11s.
Right. Okay. So, any other questions from members? Comments from members? Who would like to start? Maybe Gregory?
Yeah, I would say that though I would prefer larger box trees, I understand that wasn't originally part of the scope of work, and I appreciate that you guys accommodated our requests and are putting something in there that will eventually do some shielding. So yeah, I'll say that I'm in support.
My only comment would be the cork oak, it's very hit or miss. If it takes off, it does great, but it's about 50-50. So I think the primrose tree would be my preference, or a different type of oak. The cork oak's just very touchy.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with it. I'm glad that the blue on the tank went away, and with it white, I'm okay with it.
All right. Carl?
I will abstain since I wasn't here for last meeting, and it was a preliminary approval, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay. I'm good with the project as presented.
All
I appreciate the changes that have been offered here, and I'm going to defer to the expertise of our landscape consultants here to say that those actually will provide the kind of screening for the additional visual impact that would be made if this were not undertaken. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I also support the comments that we have from the landscape professionals and regarding the selection of the primrose tree. I'm also pleased that you're proposing to use a root barrier installation in placement of the tree, because I think that'll add some longer-term protection of the sidewalk, the parking area, and the curb. So, and what I'm hearing from my colleagues is that the white color of the tank is okay, and the area where the logo is coming off or not going on, I guess, will be white to match the rest of the tank. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I can interrupt, if we can have declarations before voting.
Of site visits and ex parte conversations?
Familiar with the site? No. Ex parte.
I've seen the site, no ex parte.
Same.
You're going to abstain.
Same for me.
And same for me.
And same for me. All right. So we'd like to entertain a motion at this point, and would someone like to make a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion for final approval. Let's see, I need to add something to this about the, it's, okay, with the note that the tree to be placed would be the primrose tree, it's consistent, also find that it's consistent with the character of the neighborhood being an industrial research neighborhood. Anyways, I move for final approval.
And the logo will be replaced with just a white white patch to match the.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I meant by as submitted. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? I'll call a question then. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
I'll be in touch. Thanks.
Okay, we'll go then to G, our preliminary calendar. And Madam Secretary, if you'd read the first item, please.
Okay, item G was continued to January 27th.
We'll go then to our conceptual preliminary calendar, and if you would read item H1, please.
Item H1 is the Brewer single-family modular house located at 11 Daffodil Lane, case number 14-025-DRB.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Michael, we'll start with your report.
There are extra copies there as well. Good afternoon. This item was continued from the November 18 Design Review Board meeting, this project is for 1,980 square foot, one-story single family modular home at 11 Daffodil, a private road. It's also a modular house. The applicant has since come back with revised plans based on the comments from the previous design review board meeting and the minutes. So property owner Herschel Brewer and his son, Charles Brewer, is here. And also landscape architect Lisa Holzman James is also here. Landscape designer. Thank you, sorry. to walk us through the plans.
Very good. Welcome. And who would like to?
Well, I'll walk you through the first part of it.
Okay.
She did the landscaping. I'm Herschel Brewer. It's Charles Brewer, Lisa. And we tried to cover all the issues that we understood at the last meeting. One of the big issues that was brought up was, are you hearing this?
Okay.
Yes. One of the big issues that was brought up was the eaves. And so we set up to where there's 16 inches on each side and 24 inches at each end of the eaves. And it's on the second set of the plans on here. They listed here and here. Okay. And then also we try to cover the other issue dealing with the porch beams and basing on it, and we set the beams up, beam here on each side, and then did a base on it, which will have the same siding on the base as the siding does, same covering. And then put a little fence in there as you enter into it. And then another issue that was brought up was pavers and what was going to look like. And so go back to this thing. On the pavers in here for the coming into the garage. And then we're going to have a walkway with stone, but let the landscape architect spell that out a little bit more, but have pavers. I mean, I paved flagstone here and flagstone here. And then another issue that was brought up was the little more craftsman style on it, doing knee braces in it. I'm flipping you around quite a bit here, I know, on it. But you can see that they got some knee brace here and here and here. And then there's a vent. Set up the deal there on it. And then we, overall, the porch is a little bit more spelled out design-wise, I think, where you can see that. And another issue was brought up on the roof, doing a roof. We went to concrete shake, smoky color roof, and I think you have a flyer on that, on it. And then another issue brought up was lighting, to have a consistent lighting, and we've got a flyer on that too. And then the trim was around the windows, and the wood trim would be white. And then the other thing that was brought up on this, we went ahead there also putting the roof here. We put a chimney on the fireplace this way instead of it being fitted to the side, so, and it'll be the same siding here, very similar on the, and it'll be similar to the chimneys in the neighborhood. Because we've got several pictures, some just right almost adjacent in the back and things of them in the neighborhood. And then I think the other deal is dealing with the landscape, and I'll let Lisa tackle that.
Okay, I think you all, is this on? Hello, board members. I'm Lisa James, landscape designer, representative for the Brewers, and I will walk you through a landscape plan that I believe you all have. We have irrigation first, but we'll talk about the landscape and then the irrigation. I've taken off where the Brewers started and just elaborated a little bit on the requests from the last meeting, and that was to have flagstone both on the back patio, and I've added it as a entry path and then as a secondary path from the new drive to the back. And I've given them a small concrete pad for a trash enclosure here on this side, as well as decomposed granite in the back of the house, and a path around the back. You requested last time no lawn in the front, so we have very low water use, some native. You can look at the plant palette, but all very low water using plants with Diamondia ground cover. Because there are no sidewalks, I originally had landscaping to contain the project, but being that people are going to get out of their cars right there on the curb, that's why I have the Diamondia coming right down to the curb line there. Coming around the back, we have a small 500 square foot Carex Panza or Tumulticola no-mow lawn that they can come off the patio with to have some backyard. And just very simple, a few orchard trees that were requested by the owner, and some foundation plants as you requested last time. And all the irrigation. Any questions on the landscaping before we go to the irrigation?
Just the note, you have Carex Panza or, and
yes.
So you're proposing an alternative to that.
I think that there's a taxonomic. Isn't there two names for Carex Panza? Maybe my landscape. Pragracilis, thank you.
Okay.
I meant it either one name or the other, meaning the same plant.
That is the same plant. Okay.
Talking about the same plant.
Okay.
Sorry about that. That is confusing. Yes.
Seeing it there. Yeah.
I will add that on there.
Okay.
Thanks for catching that.
So you want to go to the other part of the irrigation?
Yes, the irrigation will follow. Very simple. Six station Irritrol automatic irrigation controller with rain sensor. That is explained a bit there. All the rest of the landscape will be on drip valves. There's a little bit of fall from this side of the property from west to east, and so we'll have positive drainage first, basically coming to around to the front, but sheeting off the driveway into the planters and into the orchard and the lawn. So we'll be keeping as much of the water on site and just using it in the landscaping as possible. Any questions on the irrigation?
Why not a smart controller?
Why not? It can be a smart controller.
Oh, it can? That Irritrol can?
Sure.
Do you have it specified as such?
No. Would you like me to add that on there? Can I do that right here and now?
Sure.
Thank you.
Michael, I don't have the minutes from the November 18th meeting that had the list of comments. Do you
yes,
have that
I
list?
Actually.
Can I just peruse them, please?
Chair Wignott, could you read those for the benefit of
them? Yes. The first item was to study details as discussed with regard to roof material, depth of overhang, size of trims, and specific components, including gables and the porch. Second comment was study landscaping around the house, adding interest and reducing the amount of turf. Consider adding a canopy tree. And the third was to study the lighting fixtures so they match in terms of style or period, and that they are also complementary to the style of the architecture chosen for the house. So,
the canopy tree. That was the only one that we did not discuss. Whoops. And I will add that. On either side of the property, right here, the neighbors have a good size, I think it's a Brazilian pepper or something similar. So there is no room for a canopy tree right here. I have included a small ornamental tree, Circus forest pansy here, because there is also a tree, a ficus, right on this property line overhanging. I did not show the canopy here. So in either of these places, that would not be possible. So I figured this would give some visual separation from the driveway as well as give a nice view when you're looking out the porch, be framed by the tree a bit.
What's the height that typically reaches?
It's a slow-growing ornamental, 10 to 12 feet, and right. You know, it's very small, okay. Delicate.
All right, we haven't touched on the lighting comment, and I know you said you provided a cut sheet. I'm not sure about the number of lights that you're proposing to install, the exterior lights?
I think it's about 8 scattered around the house.
On the exterior?
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess the concern for me from looking at the catalog sheet is whether or not these are dark sky compatible, whether the light is, the focus is downwards rather than out and potentially upwards, which it seems like you may be creating with the fixture that you're showing there. Typically, we'd like to see fixtures that say in the literature that they're dark sky compliant.
I think,
go ahead. I'm going
to jump in here because I think the bigger issue is this is an incandescent light, which by code you're not going to be allowed to install. You're going to have to install either a high efficacy fluorescent or LED or something other than incandescent just by code. So just add that to the mix of your light
okay. Issues.
Now, on the I'd like to toss one thing in, and that is the style of lamp that you picked works with the house, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you put a fluorescent light in that one?
I don't know. Talk to the manufacturer. You can't use a screw in both.
Oh, you can't?
You can't unscrew the incandescent and put a screw in compact fluorescent in.
Oh, you can't?
No, you cannot do that.
Okay.
You have to buy a fixture that is required to be a fluorescent or LED.
LED. Okay, right. Fluorescent or LED. Okay.
And I would agree with Scott. I think design-wise, character-wise, it does tie into what you've got does tie into the house.
Any further questions from members?
Yes. I don't have a full set of plans over here, so...
No, you're just got the...
Right.
On
the elevations, on the gable ends facing to the front of the property, which is the, that top elevation there.
The east elevation.
Yeah. What is up in there? I mean, it looks like, from here, I see a triangular vent, which is typical for Craftsman style houses, but I don't really see what it is.
That's a knee brace.
Well, I know there's the knee brace there holding up the rake of the roof.
Right.
Port and batten, same siding material, but a 1 foot plank. So be a board and batten style.
No, I see there. That, but above that, if you look, there's a triangular region.
The horizontal.
Right up in there.
Right in that
dark
little
area.
Between
yeah.
the board
I
and
think
back.
That's just a shadow thing. Yeah,
of the, showing under the roof, the
underside of the roof. There.
No, because if it was
you're
a shadow,
about this
be,
area
yeah.
in
if
here.
It was a shadow, yeah. it'd be running parallel to the rafters.
Are you talking about this area
yeah.
in here
yeah,
in particular?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about this triangular space here and on the other side as well. That kind of event is totally in keeping with a Craftsman style home, like you're showing
okay.
here. But it's just there is what it's not just screen. That there's something there. Sometimes it's like a lattice work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it's horizontal.
Right in this area.
You know,
okay.
Louvers. But it didn't. I was just curious what that was. It didn't specify what was going on up in there.
Yeah, it hasn't been called out by the designer, so
right.
we don't know.
All right. But that is a vent there, I take it.
Well, put a vent. We have to talk to manufacturer and
right.
to see what
right.
they can go in there. Okay.
Right. Other questions from members? Bill?
I just wanted to follow up on the point that Member Smith just made. I thought that was a good comment, and I thought that fact that the kind of the differentiation that the vent, whether it's louvers or whatever, makes adds additional articulation and complexity to kind of the standardization of the home that's we're starting out with. So if the manufacturer can't achieve that, I think that would be an additional attraction.
Right. How about comments from members? I'd like to start, Scott?
Sure. I think it's a big improvement from what you had before. I guess I have a question. Can the roof pitch be increased at all? That's it?
Well, it gets more difficult when we're switched to the... I guess to answer your question, you can always change the pitch, but that costs a lot more, and then you're shipping it. You have to go to hinging it sometimes to get the roof done. And so when we went to the concrete, we had the pitch higher before, but when we went to the concrete roof, we switched it back to where it was could work better in getting it out there on the side.
Just to my eye, I mean, typically when you have low pitched roofs like that with craftsman stuff, the eaves are a lot bigger than the eaves are probably twice the length that they are there. So I just sort of thought if you could increase the pitch, you know, it looks like it's 2 and 12, something like that, or 2.5 and 12 maybe, and if it could bump up to 3 and 12 or even 4 and 12, I think it might work a little better, but I mean it's not a huge issue, but I think that would help it a little bit. It just feels a little squashed, given that the overhangs don't go out as far as I kind of want them to go to my eye. But I appreciate the trim, I appreciate the materials, and the roof material is a big help from where it was. So I think it's a lot better than what we saw, and I like the garage doors too, by the way.
Can the pitch be increased with the same roofing material? Is that an either-or issue?
Yeah, you could keep the same roof. I mean, I don't want to... My eye doesn't want it really steep. Just, you know, if it go up maybe one more unit than it is, I guess. But that's just my personal opinion, so...
We run into height problems of our 9-foot ceilings in there when we start trying to raise the roof. I know I've talked to manufacturer on that. See,
so if you increase the pitch, the plate goes down.
Yeah,
because of the shipping.
Yeah, I think shipping
constraints.
Our general understanding, either it's a much higher pitch where you have to hinge the roof for shipping constraint, mm-hmm. or this, which we went with this based upon your comments from last time to get the concrete roofing material in there. I think there was a comment last time for a lower pitch roof. So,
and then you get into squeezing the inside of the house, you know.
Aaron?
Yeah, I think you've done a nice job with the house and the landscaping. I really don't have any other comments besides that irrigation controller.
I'll abstain since I wasn't here for the November meeting. I don't think I was. Do you have a note of that? No, I know.
Carl?
I agree with Scott. I guess I hate to bounce you back, guys, back and forth, and I don't specifically remember whether what the discussion about the roof slope was, but... it would be nice to be just a little higher, but I understand that this is being shipped.
Yes.
And there are transportation constraints and all of that. That being said, I also like, Scott mentioned the garage doors, which the way they're drawn is great. What I'd like to do is actually see a specification of that, because that's something that, particularly with them facing the street, that has a big impact on the front elevation. So. I would like to see the garage door be specified. Other than that, I'm okay. Thomas?
Okay. Well, it's definitely an improvement from the last time. I appreciate that, especially with the eaves. And again, I'm ditto with Scott and with Carl.
like a balancing act, I know. And while I would like to see it, the roof pitch increased a little bit, again, if it's, you know, if it is a transportation manufacturing issue, then it is what it is. Beyond that, I like some of the details you guys have put in with the knee braces and the front porch treatment. It brings it along more towards being craftsman-y, and yes, we'd like to, I think we ought to see some kind of a detail sheet or cut sheet on the garage doors so that they are like they look on there.
Do you have comments, Bill?
I did want to say that under declarations that even though I wasn't in attendance at the last meeting, I did review the tapes and have read the minutes from the meeting, and so I am familiar with the site and haven't had any ex parte. So I would like to go ahead and participate in the discussions and deliberations. The one question that I may have had has to do with the block wall. Is that consistent with the kinds of walls that are between the other properties in this subdivision?
Block wall, what do you mean?
Existing?
Oh.
Is that already existing?
That's there. Okay, so the neighbor has a fence all built on top of it. It's probably 10 feet high.
The wall, the neighborhood steps up and it's right. Block wall separation.
We had nothing to do with that.
And then just the comments that the board has previously made, I'm in support of those. And with those few improvements and changes, if it is possible to achieve maybe just a little bit greater pitch height without significantly affecting the transportation issues and the ultimate plate height and being able to use the concrete roofing, then I think that's an achievement that would pretty much sum it all up.
I'll review it with them, but I really think that we start shrinking the inside of the house, the plate height.
Okay.
It's what happens.
Are all the ceilings in there flat?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know who the manufacturer is?
Yes. Golden West.
Oh, okay.
It's only Warren Buffett's little toy.
Okay. I think that you've come back with something that is very, very good. I support what my fellow members have said about the designs, but I understand what you're up against with the roof pitch issue. I do like the roof tile that you've selected. I think that's going to work well, and the craftsman type features that you've added are very good. Again, I would go back to the lighting fixtures and just see if you can find something that's similar to what you're wanting to use that has the fluorescent or LED, and also that is carrying a label that says it's dark sky compliant. I mean, those fixtures are out there.
Okay.
So, maybe we need to write to Home Depot and tell them that they suggest they should start carrying them. But I think you're going in a good direction. What's the consensus on the board as to how to proceed? Are we continuing with comments for another round, or what's your pleasure?
I could go for preliminary approval with maybe a couple of comments.
Okay, everyone supportive of that? All right. Do you want to try motion then?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion for preliminary approval of this project. With the comments that the applicant, when he returns for final, that he has a cut sheet or detail sheet of the garage doors, that the exterior lighting be dark sky compliant, and a request that, if possible, that the applicant would talk with the manufacturer, and see if possible, it can be done to increase the roof pitch, but. Just to explore the possibility of it.
Okay, thank you.
Smart control.
Oh yeah, smart control on the sprinkler controller.
On that note.
And I would, if I could just add maybe one more, would be just the clarification of the venting, whether those are vents underneath.
You're right. Yes. Well, we would like to see, with the final, we'd like to see the architectural details of this, you know, what actually is happening, the design of the knee brace, if there's any curve to it, what's happening up in those events. Tony Z case of deck signs, he'll know what he taught, what he knows, yeah. He knows, yeah, about that.
Mr. Chair, can we have declarations before a vote, please?
I visited the site, have not had any conversations except over the table here.
Same.
Same.
Not visit the site, no ex parte.
Same with me. No site visit, no ex parte.
I did visit the site and no ex parte conversations. All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 And one, I'm abstaining.
One abstention, and we'd like to have you come back for a final on the before the full board, and the earliest would be two weeks from today, which would be the 27th of January. If you would like to schedule for that meeting.
No.
Yes.
They need to have the plans in a week before the meeting.
Yeah,
to,
a week before.
Yeah.
So Tuesday.
So. Next Tuesday.
But if you're too early, you can always you know.
I'll try for that. I'll have to talk to Tony.
Yeah.
And the manufacturer. Yeah. But I think we can.
Okay.
But I just.
All right.
You know. If you're having a problem, you can let the planner know, and we can continue the item to early February.
Sure.
Mr.
Right,
Chair,
please.
If we could have the vote reflect on. The acceptance of the findings as well?
Would the maker of the
just
motion...
Just as attached to the staff report as
okay.
fine.
I don't know as... Do you want the staff report from November 18th?
Yeah, you would. I guess I just need to see the...
Yeah.
To get all the wording right, I guess.
That's just the
Okay. Okay. So... we find that it will be compatible with the neighborhood with its size, bulk, and scale. Site orientation and layout is fine. It in the context of avoiding repetition, but getting a little bit of variety for a harmonious helps for a harmonious relationship. It will not affect the public views. We feel it will enhance the appearance of the neighborhood and in respects to privacy of its neighbors. There is a harmony of the material, color, and composition. The number of materials, the use of it is consistent with the style of the house. And everything else about it is fine. I mean.
You're incorporating those
yes.
findings into your
yeah,
motion.
Yeah, incorporating those findings into the motion, yes.
And the seconder of the motion is?
Yes.
Okay with that?
I agree with that.
So with that said, the motion is approved, and we'll see you on January 27th, potentially, with
okay.
the
yes.
for a final review.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Can I add SMART onto my drawing here? And then can I...
All right, we'll go to our conceptual preliminary calendar, item H2. Madam Secretary, if you would read the item, please.
Item H2 is the Bacara Bistro Trellis and Side Improvements, located at 8301 Hollister Avenue, case number 14127 DRB.
Are these plans the same as these?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, if we could have the declarations before we get going on the item, that'd be great.
I have not been, although I've been to the Bacar, I've not been to that site, but I've not had any conversations with anybody attached to it.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
I've been to the Bakar in the past, no ex parte.
And same with me, site visit, no ex parte conversations.
I did not visit the site, and I haven't had any conversations with the applicant. All right, so we'll hear from our planner, Mr. Ling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the board. This is a project at the patio area of the bistro at the Bakar Resort. I don't have any additional comments to make beyond what was in my staff report. I just want to highlight that the pool bar element was staff had reviewed that and was able to determine that was more of a repair and maintenance project. So we were able to deem that portion of that exempt from planning review and design review. But the applicant has included that in this plan set for context for in this presentation. So the only other thing I have to add or highlight is that I have prepared recommended findings for preliminary approval with your staff report for your consideration. I don't have any other comments, and I'll let the architect present the project. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Shine? No? Okay, we'll hear from the applicant. If you would introduce yourself, please. And
thank welcome. You. My name is Jason Curry, architect with PMSM Architects. I'll go with maybe the small one. It fits nicely on the screen there. To start, let me just kind of give you some context of where we're at on the site. This is an overall site plan, and this is a little bit of a diagram giving you a bigger picture. The area of the project is down at the bottom of the site, right here on this photo. And oops, let's go.
Very good.
All right. So here's the project site.
We might be able to zoom in on that a little, if we could, the aerial photo.
Nice. All right.
That's good.
So we have Hollister, the ocean. This is down at the end of the property. The site is here, adjacent to the main pool area. Over onto this plan, a little bit more detailed. So again, here's the main pool area. The area that we're talking about is there's an existing pool bar here. This is a patio area. The scope of our work is kind of in this patio as well. That's between the pool bar and the bistro restaurant patio. This is the bistro restaurant here and the existing patio. So all of the work that we're proposing is kind of within the footprint of the existing patio areas. But let me go to a larger site plan of the area. I can describe a little bit more the existing site. So again, here's the pool bar. This is all an existing patio with a small railing. There's a field that goes down to a path with the ocean kind of out in this direction. The existing bistro restaurant with doors that open onto this patio area here. This is kind of an upper and a lower patio separated by planters and some steps. This is all existing planters here between this patio area in front of the pool bar and the bistro area patio. The scope of work of this project, you can see on this next sheet.
Can you pull back just a little bit? There we go. That's good.
All right. So we'd like to put in a trellis above the existing patio at the bistro. I'm going to go now to some of the existing site photos just to give you an idea of that area. So here's some photos. This one, for instance, is taken looking this way. Here, we're kind of standing here looking at the sweep of the patio. You can see right now there's a lot of kind of umbrellas and heaters, space heaters, all just kind of portable elements. The idea of this project is to kind of clean that up, put it into a nice cohesive piece of architecture that goes with the rest of the property. So the trellis is one component of the scope. Another component of the scope is a new fireplace, built-in fireplace feature that's going to be in between the restaurant area and the patio adjacent to the pool bar. And then the final component is string lights that'll surround this area. The overall concept and goal for this project is to really kind of liven up this area, make it a place where people will gather by the bar and also kind of in between the restaurant and the bar area. This is a shot of it right now. It's kind of a little bit like a throughfare, so there isn't a great sort of gathering spot. The idea is to make it a little bit more lively and inviting. So I'll go into a little bit more detail on each one of the components. Let's start with the trellis here. And I'll go to a sheet here. It's got a little bit of each view in one sheet. So what we're looking at here is a plan. Half of the plan is showing the patio. Half is showing the trellis above. This is an elevation looking from below that at the face of the restaurant. A section cut down the middle, and just a little kind of rendering of a 3D view of what it might look like. I'm going to flip back to the existing plan just for a second. Let's look here. The shape of the area that we're talking about has all of these doors that open off from the main restaurant. This is a dining area here, and it's got this kind of curved edge to it. And these lower patios are more kind of circular edges. And that's kind of leading me to this shape where we've got a rectilinear portion that acts as kind of like a little arcade along here and then has openings at each one of the doors. And then this section has a little bit of a radius angled portion that meets up with the existing edge of the patio and hits these existing plinths. There's a planter that separates this upper from the lower patio areas, and we're proposing a climbing vine that'll be in that existing planter and grow up on these columns. We think it'll be a nice response to each one of these shapes. It keeps nice open views of the ocean, and it'll make it a really attractive feature. And I'll go into some of the details of the trellis. Really, we're trying to match the existing detail that's on the site now with columns and rough-hewn beams. Yeah.
I think you need to speak into the microphone.
So we've got very similar column designs from the rest of the campus with Alaskan cedar with this kind of ashen-colored stain. All of the details are knife plate with exposed bolt fittings. I'll just go to the detail sheet so we can take a closer look at those. These are the columns and beam ends, these guys along here. So we think it'll fit nicely within this kind of interesting shape, play off of it, tie in some of the details of the rest of the campus. The height of it fits in section. We've got an existing tile roof that comes down and some arched openings. So this is kind of falling just in that little space in between with openings in the structural bay where the doors are. We've got lighting and some heaters incorporated into this so that we kind of clean up what we were getting before with all of the space heaters. So up in the face of the beams, we've got these slim electric heaters. I've got some cut sheets of those. And here's a photo of kind of a similar installation. They'll have kind of a bronze, darker bronze finish on them. Should be very discreet. Along this kind of the arcade portion in front of each of the pairs of doors, I'm proposing a pendant fixture, from Steve Hanneman, a little traditional fixture, and then complemented by this outer edge with string lights that were the same sort of product that we're using at the above the patio area, with a little copper shade, an LED bulb that has a faceted bulb on it. In section, all of those components still get on the projector. So the heaters are going to be kind of tucked up on the face of the beam. They're not kind of hanging down in between. And the pendant, here's the pendant fixture. That's everything I wanted to talk about with the trellis. The other component, next component that we looked at is the built-in fireplace. I think it shows.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Do you want to, since we've just gotten a lot of information, stop, pause there, ask questions, and proceed, or do you want it to?
Yeah, if you have questions, please, let's interject.
I actually don't, but it's more just for the board.
Sure. If you have questions anytime, just. Okay. Continue.
Let's see. Moving to the fireplace, I just wanted to show this. It's a little small, but this rendering kind of shows a little bit of the quality that we're going for with the fireplace. It's going to be open, so you can kind of see through. I'll switch to the detail sheets in a second, but in plan, it's in this, tucked in between these two existing planters where we've got palm trees. It'll be a little gathering area between the patio and the restaurant. The details are all in keeping with the traditional designs on the rest of the campus. Zoom out a bit. Great. So it's plaster with terracotta tile. Looking at the elevation here, there's a little bench, a deco tile at the base, terracotta tile on top, and kind of an open arched shape with another deco tile and a little decorative band at the top and chimney stack.
What kind of fire are you proposing to generate in this fireplace? Is it going to be wood burning? Is it a gas log type? Or
it's a gas log.
Gas
type.
Log. Okay.
Yep.
Good.
And then the third component is the string lights, and this is over the patio area here. We're proposing a pretty minimal pole. In each one of these locations, this layout kind of follows the shape of the patio here and leads people into this area towards the bar, with a little bit of more kind of back and forth festive sort of quality to it. The details for this pole. So it's just a simple pole, 3-inch diameter steel pole. We have really nice existing paving. It's a decorative concrete, so we just want to have minimal impact to that. A simple finial with some eyelets on it. It would be the same fixture, proposed fixture, as the one that I circulated at the trellis. It's got a copper shade on it, and it would have the faceted LED light bulb. I think those are the main design elements, but happy to answer any questions and dive into the details more if you have any questions.
All right.
Chair Wagnon, I'd like to just start with one fundamental question as we're looking at the lighting here, finishing with that, and then just looking at the very first page, kind of the depiction of the project.
It shows the
string lighting, and it appears that if it's not hooded or shielded and just kind of like string
lighting.
Yeah,
I'm glad
so
that you
actually
provided
the way that it
catalog
looks?
Cut, because I think that shows the...
That's what it... Right, so the depiction really should have the shielding over it versus just...
Yeah, so this was an early rendering. That's why it's kind of a little...
And although the first page is an incandescent bulb, what you're proposing is an LED that
correct.
You're showing on the second page, so that's also very good.
Thanks for clarifying that. That's what I thought. Yeah. I just wanted to be sure. Okay.
Other questions? Tom?
Yeah, I had a question. About the siting of the fireplace. And the thing I'm not really clear on.
Just maybe leave it right here. Yeah.
Looking on sheet A102, the site plan, the proposed site plan.
Yes.
It looks like this fireplace where the fire opened, you know, it looks like it's doing a good job of warming those two palm trees. But I really don't see anything. I mean, a fire, to my way of thinking, it's an inviting place where people come down and sit and gather, very similar to the illustration on the front of the sheet of drawings there. But I don't see any room to accomplish that here, so I'm just kind of
I had the same question. It looks like the palm tree would be about where that table is there, and then same on the other side of it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of questioning the utility of the fireplace in that spot, if you're trying to get people to go from the trellis out of the Bistro Cafe over to the poolside bar and to be able to flow and mingle through there, I don't see how the fireplace helps that.
So yeah, I can just sketch on here. We've got, I believe that might be 6 feet from, or 8 feet from here to here. So we were picturing, seating's not drawn in here, but the low table that's in the rendering here, seating like that, low table, seating like that.
Okay.
It's kind of with the long dimension running this way, the fire opening is here. That's the part that we were looking through. And then this is that low height little terracotta shelf. The main entrance to the restaurant is through here.
Yes.
And the other spot where we've kind of opened up the connection is down here.
Okay, so that secondary you're showing that's not a... that's not like a banquette or a... here, hold on, let me sure. Get over there so I can point. Excuse me. So this area through here, this isn't like a low banquette. With a pair of columns beside it. This is at the same level.
There's a step down there. Yeah.
Pardon me? This is a step. Yeah, but I mean, there's no
barrier. You can walk.
Walk through. That's the idea. Yeah.
Okay.
We're proposing two little plinths here.
Yes.
With a lantern on them that right. match kind of this detail.
Okay. So this.
But this is now open straight across here.
This is where you expect people to go if they're going to go from here over to the bar.
That's right.
And kind of utilize this. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Carl, do you have comments?
Sure. I have a tough time trying to understand why the fireplace is where it's at. It almost, I guess I thought when I looked at it that you were trying to, the door to the inside part of the restaurant is here actually. So I was wondering if that was becoming a waiting, if the restaurant's busy and people are hanging out waiting, that they were doing that around the fireplace and then going in, which
yeah.
could be, but I don't. It looks, I mean, I agree. I just don't think there's enough area around it unless you can. So I would say either study, come back with something that shows us how people can hang out there or move it or rotate it or but study that whole thing, because I'm just not convinced that there's enough room for that to work there at the moment. The chandelier, which is actually quite nice, is, I'm sure, not dark sky compliant. Not that that's hugely critical here, but it does let light go up as opposed to just down. So if you could pick a fixture or modify this fixture so that we're not getting light going up, we'd be better off. The beam ends, give me... when I walked the site, I saw that photo, right? And I saw that trellis. And then when I look at this, maybe that's supposed to be it, but I didn't see that here. Because I didn't, you know, I don't, so just, sure. You don't need to respond yet. We're just going to go through comments. Okay. And if you can justify that next time around, that would be great. And then just as a whole, I guess I want the board to weigh in on the whole string light thing. As a concept, I do like the fact that it's shaded, that you've got the little hood, so that's certainly a step in the right direction. And so between that and the faceted little light bulb you've got here, it would be a very nice effect. And maybe I'm okay, I'm not sure if I'm okay with it or not, but I just want the rest of the board to kind of weigh in on that as they go. Initially, I was like, wow, do we really want string lights out there? But with the hood and whatever, maybe it's okay. So anyway, that's my comments for the moment.
Okay. Scott?
Agreeing with those guys, the fireplace was the main thing that threw me, and I was wondering, just based on how it felt, why it wasn't just rotated 90 degrees. Because then from the restaurant, you get to see it more. It just felt like a more natural fit as opposed to between the trees like that. So yeah. So I guess that's all I need to say about that, is I echo Carl's comments on that. I like the string lights. That's a nice light, I think. I mean, I've got Christmas lights in my backyard year-round that throw
a nice redneck
that throw a nice white light, and it's great. I like it, and with the shield, I was curious about the shielding part of it, but I like it. I'm in support of that. I think this is a location, you know, the Bacar is pretty isolated, and I think this is a perfect location for that. So I'm in complete support of that. I like the kind of chevron effect of the framing of the trellis. I think that's nice. I think overall, it's nice. I'm in support of it. I sort of questioned the fireplace thing, and that was really the only question mark I had on the whole thing. So those are my comments.
Aaron.
Overall, a really nice project. The fireplace issue, I guess I see it as, you could see it as a transitional element where you're not hanging out, or you could relocate it. I guess it's just kind of what your program is there. I'll leave it at that. I think the detailing of it's quite nice. The string lights... The effect's great. Maybe there's a string light out there that looks nice and it's also dark sky. I don't know. Or maybe the hooded one you're proposing is good enough.
Yeah. With the bulb.
That's not dark sky.
No, it's not.
No. It's nice, but. So yeah, overall, the details of the project are nice. I really don't have a whole lot to say. I think it's a nice project.
I think everything I would say has been said. That's my comment.
I had one question. You mentioned a landscaping feature that would have a vine growing up the the columns. Yeah. And is that in each place where you have a column? Or just some
we've got them? A honeysuckle vine. This is the planting plan. We've got them planned for here and here to grow up the columns that are here. Bob Cunningham's our landscape architect. He thought that in those two locations that vine would have a grid growth pattern that it would be able to make its way across the trellis nicely.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. So eventually the trellis would be covered with that vine. Okay. Yep. I think that would be a good feature myself, but
just raises the question of really with the gas heaters up there, but that's okay.
The electric heaters we went to.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, same thing.
They'll have to maintain it, but
yeah. Okay. And so that's a honeysuckle type of vine that's being proposed, and you've identified it on this plan.
Yes.
Okay. In reviewing this, the thing that really jumped out at me was the string lights and. If you could study that a little more and see if you can find something that's potentially a little more shielded, maybe that would work better than what is being proposed. I mean, I like the fact that you're using a hood and you're using an LED. Is there something else out there that is more dark sky compliant? I don't know.
Or can you bring documentation of an installation so we can see it installed as opposed to just the cut sheet, maybe?
Sure. Yeah. And there's a very similar installation at Paseo Nuevo and at the Wine Cask restaurant in their patio.
Yeah. Well, I made my comments. I didn't say anything about the lights, and Carol was asking for us to weigh in. I'm totally in favor of the lights. I kind of agree with Scott and with Carl that given the location and given that these look like these are a very low number of lumens coming out, and they do have the caps on the top, I think they're suitable for this. I like the look of it.
Yeah, I agree. I like the concept, and certainly it's quite a far cry from what we saw in our packet, which was the artist's rendition of something that, as I was joking, would be appropriate maybe on a cruise ship that's 20 miles offshore or something, but perhaps not.
I was just hoping it wasn't rope lights.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments? Are we?
Chair, I think I did have a few things I just wanted to.
Yeah, go ahead.
To add to what's already been said, two things that are important to me in this project is just want to note that currently the evening light emanating from the Bacara campus is well muted in the evening, so that's a job well done, and just want to make sure that the additional lighting that's going to be added here continues in that vein. And then I'm sure you're aware of this, but the maintaining the existing ocean views from the bistro is paramount. That's one of the attractions of that restaurant, is the ocean views. I'm not sure if the fireplace will be blocking any of the views from people that are seated at the bistro, or if it's offset at an angle where that won't be a possibility. I know we're not talking about the pool bar. I'm not sure if any of the things that you're doing in terms of renovations will enhance ocean views through that structure. And just the idea that the string lining needs to be dark sky compliant, I think is absolutely crucial. So I think that's all I have to say. Thanks.
All right, so we are here for conceptual/preliminary review. Someone like to entertain a motion? Somebody like to make a motion that we can entertain?
Let me entertain you. Now, I will, let's try this. We can't do that, because preliminary is our appeal point, right? Okay. So then I will move for a continuance with the applicant to come back with some kind of study on the orientation, siding, defining of the fireplace situation, that the chandelier underneath the trellis be reselected so that there's no light or no glass going up. That the beam end detailing on the drawings, somehow we ensure that that matches the beam ends of the trellises elsewhere on the property. And bring back some documentation of photo installations of the string light situation. Anything else?
I'll second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any comments?
I presume you can come back next meeting if we want in 2 weeks.
Come back the next meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Chair and members, if I could be so bold to suggest, if these comments are more in the realm of details, and if the project itself has satisfied for preliminary approval at this point, it's just an idea.
Yes, I did. I mentioned the fireplace, and just because of the fireplace and the string light, which is a good portion of it, I didn't want to go there.
All right. Sorry. Any further comments? I'll call the question then. All in favor say aye.
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 So we're going to continue to January 27th.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nice project overall, actually.
Thank you.
Can we take a 5-minute break? Come back in. How about let's come back at.
Can't we two go walking together?
All right, I'll go ahead and.
Wireless communications facilities at the BevMo AT&T building. It's located at 7070 Marketplace Drive, case number 14116 DRB.
Great, thank you. We'll hear from our planner, Michael.
Good afternoon. This is a request for conceptual preliminary review. This project is a new co-location of a new wireless telecommunications site over at the AT&T/BevMo building within the Camino Real shopping center. They are proposing to do 3 new wireless antennas and also 1 GPS antenna, as well as associated mechanical equipment. I have Sarah Sorensen here from representing Verizon Wireless for SAC Wireless, who will be walking us through the plans.
All right. Welcome.
Yes,
sir. You have to use this microphone, please.
One or the other.
Or that one, sure. Yeah.
Hi, thank you. So this is a small cell wireless facility. It will exist on the roof of the BevMo, as you can see. In this area right back here.
Yeah, if you can put that up so it shows on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go.
So everything will be contained right in that area to the side of the cupola. So as Michael mentioned, it's 3 Verizon antennas and a GPS antenna, and with the associated equipment. The rooftop has the walls coming up, so it will be below the line of sight. Yes, the parapet will be below line of sight, and then there are existing AT&T antennas that already exist on the roof, and then there's also existing vegetation surrounding the building, which really shields the whole area from view.
OK, Okay. I think we need to have declarations also of site visits and ex parte conversations.
Familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Oh, familiar with the site, no ex parte.
I went by the site, no ex parte.
Same.
Same for me.
And I'm familiar with the site and no ex parte conversation.
And same with me. So, all right, so we have that out of the way. Any questions of the applicant?
Is there anything new that we can see from any parking lot?
No. Then,
okay. And the existing antennas are up in the cupola? Is that correct?
They're to the side here.
Oh.
On this flat part of the roof behind the parapet.
Behind the parapet. Okay.
Yes.
There is, however, the GPS antenna that we just
right.
talked to you about
yes.
briefly with you.
So
that is...
That's like
on the roof eave, but it's very small.
But it's like the size of a pineapple or something.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it'll kind of stick up from right there. This is the back set or the view of the back of BevMo from Hollister Avenue, and this is taken from Google Earth. There's currently construction on the other side, so I can walk there. But as you can see, there's vegetation there, and it really blocks the edge of the building, and since this photo is taken, that vegetation has grown as well.
Right, and the GPS itself, the antenna is, it says 5 inches high by 3 inches in diameter, so it's really something that's
very
not going to be very visible at all.
Yeah. On the eave right over there?
Mm-hmm.
On the roof eave, yeah.
So, sorry, it'll kind of stick up very small.
Right there. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Any other questions from members?
Chair Wagner, I think this may be a question I have for Mr. Concepcion. If these products were not visible to the public, could these be approved ministerially? Why does it need to be seen by the Design Review Board?
No, a new co-location, according to the Wireless Communications chapter of the code, zoning code, requires that the new ones go over to the Design Review Board.
That cannot be handled ministerially in any circumstances if there's no public views associated with any?
Not according to the wireless chapter.
Okay. Thank you. And then my question for the applicant would be regarding this GPS. It's almost like a cone. Is there any way to place that where it's not even visible out in front, or is it important that it be placed exactly where it is for?
So the RF frequencies for the GPS antenna are much weaker than the other antennas, so it needs to be unblocked.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments?
Motion?
Would you like to make a motion?
Sure. I'd like to move to approve as submitted.
Preliminary approval?
Preliminary approval as submitted, yes.
I'll second it.
And also accept the findings, too?
Yes, we need to incorporate the findings that are...
Do something in the discussion part?
Mm-hmm.
We will...
Could we add to that with the preliminary approval, because there has to be a final, that it be final on consent?
That's okay.
Yep.
I will say that the project as submitted meets the neighborhood compatibility requirements in the findings worksheet. The quality of architectural design is fine. You can't see anything. The only thing you can see is the GPS antenna, which can't be modified, but is so insignificant. I don't think it matters, and I think overall it's compatible with the location upon which it's being installed.
There's another page.
The quality of landscape design is excellent.
Does not apply. And zoning is appropriate. And you have to make these additional findings.
The facility will be compatible with surrounding development. It's located to minimize its visibility, designed to blend in surrounding environment because it's shielded. It's great. The facility complies with required development standards unless granted a specific exemption by the decision maker. And the applicant has demonstrated the facility will be operated in a manner fully compliant with applicable rules of FCC.
Okay, so the you're making those required findings as part of your motion?
Yes, sir.
And we're going to come back for a final on the consent calendar. That's part of the motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, I seconded it, and I'm good with that.
Any further discussion? I just had a question regarding signage for maintenance workers that might be tasked to do something on the roof or painting or something. Is there any kind of safety signage for, not for the public per se, but for marketplace employees that might be doing maintenance work in the vicinity of these antennas? And I guess that's a question for our staff.
Yes, there usually is like safety signage for that.
The antennas are deactivated when marketplace employees have to work in proximity to them. I mean, how is that insured? I guess that's the marketplace's responsibility.
Not familiar with the details or exactly what the what.
If I could jump in,
say,
just but, from my experience, I have a client that had a cell site on his roof, and there were several signs inside the building leading to the roof hatch.
Okay.
Where you were going to, and then once you were up there, there were little signs, you know.
Yes,
probably.
Yes, so I presume that these are going to be installed as part of the installation.
Yes.
So, okay. So then I'll go ahead and call the question if there's no further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And you'll be coming back for final on consent, and the earliest would be 2 weeks from today, would be January 27th.
Okay.
So that's all right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then stick around because you're the next item.
I am.
Which we will now go to. Item H4, Madam Secretary, if you would read the item, please.
Item H4 is the Verizon Wireless Telecommunications Facilities, located at 7015 Marketplace Drive, case number 14117 DRB.
Hello again. This is for new telecommunications facility located at the Staples building, also within the Camino Real Marketplace. They are proposing two new wireless antennas as well as one GPS antenna for this one, which will be located within the existing tower for the two wireless antennas, and then for the GPS antenna located at the rear facing eve. I also have Sarah here again to walk us through the plans.
Yes, so this facility is proposed to be within the existing cupola. There used to be a antennas there for singular. Those have since been removed, but there's still the screening that still exists there. So we are proposing to utilize that within the cupola. And so the antennas would be inside the cupola, and then the GPS antenna would be mounted to the back, so the rear side of the cupola, and it would be screened from the front parking lot by the roof pitch.
Questions from board members? Comments from board members?
Okay, I do have maybe just a technicality. If this were just a GPS, would this need to come before the design review board if it wasn't a cell site? Issue.
If it was GPS only,
right,
possibly
GPS
not.
Only. Okay.
Possibly not. I have to double
okay.
check, but it could be exempt.
Right.
So, but a whole new wireless facility would go to the board.
Okay. And what is the difference between certain things are seen by the DRB apparently by statute, such as these wireless antennas, and certain things are seen or approved by the Planning Commission, such as a cell site tower or something like that? Is there a some line of demarcation as to what the DRB sees and what the Planning Commission sees in terms of these projects?
There's a, within the wireless telecommunications chapter, there's a list of different criteria which would then, it would go to the board. And then there's also a list, if it has a different criteria, it would then go to the...
If it triggers environmental review or something like that, then it would go to the Planning Commission?
Also that too, as well.
Okay.
So...
Okay, well, thanks for...
It's just within the chapter, there's just different categories.
I'm with Bill. I think us happen to see these kind of projects as a little much, and it really should be ministerial, but since it's not, could you bring that little chapter, a copy of the chapter, next meeting for us to kind of just check in and review and see what's going on?
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Can we for the to dot the I's and cross the T's, can we have declarations for this?
Familiar with the site, no ex parte.
Ditto. Went to the site, no ex parte.
Yeah, and familiar with the site, no ex parte conversations.
Same for me.
Same.
Same for me. All right. So would someone like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion for preliminary approval as submitted.
You have to adopt the...
And yes, and so I was about to get to that. And that we adopt the findings of staff, the DRB findings worksheet as to neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, which is actually not applicable because everything is either hidden or, well, everything's hidden. Quality of landscape design, again, not applicable. Zoning is, we adopt zoning, and also that we adopt the staff findings for applicability with the telecommunication facilities.
All right. We have
the project set up to come back final on consent.
I'll second that.
All right. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carries unanimously. So you will be coming back on the 27th for both items.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. So we took care of item I, our administrative agenda items, earlier in the meeting, which brings us to item J, announcements by members. Any announcements by members?
Yes, totally Thompson. Unrelated to anything here. However, a subject of interest to me is the naming of the Oakland Bay Bridge, which is going as currently being proposed by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, to be named after Willie Brown. An organization of which I am a member is trying to influence them by signing a petition to have it named after the person who originally proposed the bridge and ordered it constructed, who was the late lamented Emperor Norton of San Francisco back in the 1870s. And there's a move afoot to have the bridge named in his honor. So you find it on the web, Google Emperor Norton, and you'll find it.
Okay.
Chair Ragnon, I just, maybe this is a question for staff. Just wondering when the City Council will determine who will serve on the DRB going forward. I noticed that some terms are...
The actual agenda for the 20th, or next City Council meeting, has not been released yet, but we understand that they will be discussing commission board members, whether they will appoint or just talk about the strategy that's being brought up on the 20th, next Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? All right, so we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, the times without number, darling, when I say